Hello, and welcome to another podcast by Touchstone Financial Education. My name is Elliot, and our mission here is to educate people on their investments and retirement. It's been a while since I've recorded a pure podcast because I've been focusing on videos. And by the way, you can find these videos on Facebook under Touchstone Financial Education, as well as YouTube under Touchstone Financial Education. So if you prefer to watch, see what I look like, go to those platforms and please like, share, subscribe, and follow. We sure appreciate it. You could also leave us comments on our website at touchstonefinancialeducation.com. We love to hear from our listeners and our viewers because it does help shape what we discuss in these videos and podcasts. Today, I'm going to talk about how to get started investing. Lately, I've been focusing on more of the sophisticated end of investing, stop loss orders, options trading, stock picking, etc. And a listener or a viewer rather reminded me that, hey, maybe it's time to step back and capture some new listeners who are just getting started. The markets are doing quite well. I don't know how to get in. I don't feel confident that I will be successful in making my own investment. So I'd like to hear about how to get started. So we'll discuss that today. By the way, our last video and podcast, if you will, mostly video, because I post on, again, YouTube and Facebook, we discussed limit orders. Again, more of the sophisticated end. So we are going to be taking a step back. This is for the beginners. How do we get started? Well, the first thing we do is once we've saved enough money on our own, we need to choose a platform. And a platform would be something like a Vanguard, a Fidelity, a Charles Schwab, E-Trade, so on and so forth. Okay. The reason why this is important is because the platform you choose will kind of determine the kind of investing you will be interested in going forward. So, for example, if you truly are a beginner, this is your first step or two into the investing world, Fidelity and Vanguard are excellent choices. They've got great customer service. The platforms are laid out pretty well. If you do call into customer service, you're not going to wait on hold for 10 or 15 minutes. They will pick up your call and answer your questions right away. So we need to choose that platform. Again, for beginners, Fidelity and Vanguard. If you're a little more sophisticated or you have some experience and you want to get restarted in investing, then Schwab and E-Trade perhaps are better platforms. And the difference between the Schwabs and the E-Trades versus the Fidelities and Vanguards is that the Schwab and E-Trade platforms are really designed for stock pickers, people who want to trade options, people who are interested in Forex, which is currency trading. So they have more sophisticated tools that will allow you to do what you want to do. But again, because we're talking about you and beginners today, let's go ahead and focus on the Fidelities and the Vanguard. So you go to the website, Fidelity.com, Vanguard.com, and you click on an icon to open the account. And it's pretty simple, ladies and gentlemen. You just follow the prompts from there. Both platforms are laid out very similarly. You could flip a coin to say which is better or which is worse. They're exactly the same as far as I'm concerned. And once you've opened that account, please connect your bank account because it does make it easier to transfer money back and forth. Okay. Oh, I forgot a step. I forgot a step. Excuse me. What type of account are you going to open is also a very important question. Are you opening an individual brokerage account, which is a taxable account, or are you going to open up an IRA, an individual retirement account? The difference is that the brokerage account, which is taxable, you could put money in, take money out whenever you want. You will pay capital gains taxes, as well as dividend income taxes. And what that means essentially is that whenever you make some money, you got to pay the government. That's the way it goes. Capital gains taxes come in two forms. You have short-term capital gains, so anything bought and sold within a year, and that capital gains rate on the short end is your tax bracket. So if you bought something in January and you sold it in November, whatever your tax bracket is the amount of taxes you will pay on those gains. Long-term capital gains Anything held a year or longer, you will pay 15%. That's it, a flat 15%. So you see, the government incentivizes buying and holding as a style of investment because it's easy to figure out that 15%. Plus, when it comes to tax time, like we're in now, all you really have to do is upload those tax docs from these platforms. They make it quite simple. Okay, that's your taxable account. That's your brokerage account. Now, the IRA, the individual retirement account, is a little bit different. You can only put so much money in every year. Okay, so for 23, and I know it's 24, but for 23, you could put away up to $6,500 per year into an IRA. And there's two types of IRAs. I know it sounds like we're going down a rabbit hole here, but this is actually quite simple. You have the traditional IRA and you have the Roth IRA. The difference here is that the traditional IRA, whatever you contribute to that account, you get to write off of your income taxes. On the Roth side, whatever you contribute, you do not get to write off of your income taxes. Now, you put the money in either of those accounts, and it grows tax deferred. So we put the money in, we're going to make some investments, which I'll get to in a second. The money grows tax deferred, meaning you don't pay any taxes while the money is growing for you. The catch here is that you can't touch this money until you're 59 and a half. Again, 59 and a half, this money will stay in that account, because if you try to pull it out sooner, you will be penalized and have to pay some taxes on the gains if it's a Roth, or the entire amount if it's a traditional IRA. Now, on the back end, after 59 and a half, in retirement, when you pull the money out on the traditional side, remember we got that tax break when we made the contribution. So when we pull money out, we will pay income taxes on that money. That's on the traditional. On the Roth, you don't pay any taxes at all. So you didn't get the tax benefit up front with the contribution like the traditional IRA, but you will get a tax benefit in retirement after 59 and a half. You get to withdraw all that money tax-free. And let me explain. Let's say we put $6,500 in for 2023. 30 years from now, you retire, it's worth $79,000. You could pull out all $79,000 out of that Roth IRA tax-free. So you pay taxes on $6,500 and you got $79,000 tax-free. So you can see I'm leaning more towards the Roth here, but both are excellent vehicles to save for retirement. And by the way, even the taxable brokerage account is a great vehicle for saving money, especially if you got a little bit of time on your hands, you've got extra cash sitting in the bank. Now, I know we're getting great rates on our high yield savings accounts and our CDs today, but if you are interested in investing and you don't want to lock that money up for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, however old you are, please use the brokerage account. All right. And just remember, there are some taxes on that. So we've chosen our platform. We've opened the account that we need, whether it's a brokerage account or either of the IRAs, the traditional or the Roth. Now we have to decide what to invest our money in. And depending on your age is going to help determine what type of investments you choose. So if you're younger, let's say, you know, straight out of school, early 20s, all the way up to 40, let's say, you're going to want to be more aggressive with the markets. And the platform you choose, by the way, the customer service will help guide you towards a list of investments that will fit that criteria. Conversely, if you're a little older, you want to be more moderate to conservative, same thing. Customer service can help you look for those type of investments that suit your needs. And also, guess what? You could call us here at Touchstone Financial Education, or email us rather, and we can help you put together a list of investments that you would like to have or perhaps need and don't know where to look in your portfolio. So you could reach out to us, shoot us an email, and we could set up a consult. We also have classes on how to walk through getting started investing. And that's pretty much it, ladies and gentlemen. Today's platforms make it so easy for you to get started and do it yourself that you really don't need an advisor. And I say this from the bottom of my heart. if you have a good 10 to 15 minutes a week, you can become a really good investor with all the tools that are out there. All right. You don't need somebody to help you. So remember your platform, connect your bank account, choose your investments, and then just watch. Hopefully, you're a long-term investor. You're going to have a buy and hold strategy so that you don't really have to interact too much with this account. But please watch it at least monthly to get an idea of how your money is working and listen to or watch some financial news. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube because I'm always posting market updates, letting you know what's going on in the markets. And the markets, by the way, have been doing quite well. This is a wonderful time to get started again, whether you're young, middle-aged, or you are older, closer to retirement. It's never too late to get started because I hear that all the time. People say, "Oh, I'm too old to get started for this." Absolutely not. We don't look in the rearview mirror when it comes to investing. Look at yourself, where you are, get started today. You will be thankful you did 1 year, 5 years, 10, 15 years, whatever it is that your time horizon is. You will be happy you got started. Now, one last thing I'm going to say on the investing piece is that you can start with a lump sum, meaning you're just going to go write a big fat check to Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, E-Trade, whatever. Or you can do as I prefer, which is dollar cost average. And what that means is you put a little bit of money in every month, just like you do at work, hopefully, in your 401k, your 403b, your TSP, or your 457. Whatever your employer provides, you're putting a little bit of money in every paycheck. It's the same principle. You're just doing it for yourself, whether it is the IRA or the brokerage account. And I say it that way because most of us with jobs are used to money coming out of the check to put into an investment account, a retirement account. Same principle applies. You're already used to it. There's nothing to get familiar with on that front. But if you're good to go, you've been studying, you're ready, go ahead and write that lump sum check and set up your asset allocation, whatever that may be, including stocks, funds, whatever it is that you are interested in. And for folks who are going to do lump sum, usually they lean more towards the more sophisticated platforms such as Schwab and E-Trade. So there you have it in a nutshell, how to get started. The markets are doing well. And thank you to my listeners who pointed out that I haven't done anything on the basics in a while. I will continue this next time with a little bit more on the investments. But in the meantime, please check us out again, Facebook and YouTube under Touchstone Financial Education. My name is Elliot Cox. You can also find me on LinkedIn as well. Hope to see you. Hope to hear from you. And again, if you're interested in seeing what I look like as opposed to just listening, go to those website or go to the website as well as to those platforms. And again, please like, follow, share, and subscribe if you do. And here at Touchstone Financial Education, we do not sell financial products. We just educate folks like yourselves. We really want to help you along your financial journey. So if you're interested, please reach out via the website or on the Facebook page. Talk to you soon.